It's been 1 year since the town of Dubois has opened a state-of-the-art baseball facility. The field, designed to be accessible, has done wonders for the growth of the Challenger League, the home for local mentally and physically disabled ballplayers. WPSU intern Evan Beebe visited the new ballpark to take in a Challenger League game.
That cheer is typical for a Tuesday evening at the Ruth and Dennis Heindel Memorial Field in Dubois. The field hosts a Challenger League on Tuesday and Thursday nights, but according to league commissioner Bill Cuba, the league started 10 years ago on a dirt softball field with only two teams.
We were just very lucky here in the last couple years to have this beautiful field built for us. And since then, our league has really grown.
Cuba says the league is now up to seven teams and more than 70 participants. The league is split into two groups, one for children ages 5 to 18 and a senior division, available for anyone older than 15. What makes Heindel Field so special compared to other ballparks is that it was designed with disabled players and the Challenger League in mind.
That was the initial thought, is we want to build this field for kids with disabilities. And then as more thought went into it, they kind of expanded it and said, look, we could build this really nice field and we could let everyone play on it, but our number one priority is to make this field for kids with disabilities.
The field is not just home for the Challenger League, but also Penn State Dubois softball and Dubois Little League. It has even hosted the Small College Softball World Series the past 2 years. However, Cuba says the town has made it clear that the Challenger League has first priority to the field.
The city of Dubois has been great, saying, look, this is your field, you have precedent over it, you're the first dibs on anyone who's going to play on this field.
Carrie Cuba, Bill's wife and the league's co-commissioner, added that the Challenger League has given important opportunities to countless disabled athletes.
Kids and adults have a love for the game of baseball, and everybody wants the chance to play, and they aren't able to be given that chance to play without a league such as ours.
Kathy McMillan, the grandmother of a player on the Champs team in the Challenger League, says the field is important to her family.
It means everything to us. It gives Draven, gives him something to do with other kids.
Bill Cuba agrees the Challenger League has had a great impact on families in the community, adding the energy at a Challenger League game is much different than you would find at a typical Little League game.
To come to a game, to one of these games, it's a good feeling. You'll see a lot of people, they're cheering. I mean, kids on the opposing teams are cheering for the other team. You know what I mean? Everyone is just out to have a good time, and there's no coaches yelling or, screaming at their kids or anything like that. It's all about just having a good time.
Carrie Cuba says Dubois locals who don't even have a connection to the teams will make their way to the ballpark.
I mean, we do have a lot of community members who will ask me, what's your schedule? When can I come see a game? Because they've heard that it's heartwarming. It really is.
Herm Saplesio, the Dubois town manager, says the field wouldn't have been possible without generous donations from the field's namesake Dennis Heindel, as well as Pirates Charities and other Dubois businesses. Saplesio says donations like this show the impact of sports on the community.
I think that's what we're about here, is bringing people together, bringing the community together, and sports is one way of doing it. And this shows that that we're all working together to do what's best for the area.
Bill Cuba points out some interesting features of the ballpark.
I mean, it's like a major league dugout. I mean, you've got a phone in there, you've got a bathroom in the dugouts. Okay. The scoreboard, you'll see, we have all of our Challenger kids, all of their pictures are taken, so whenever they get up, we have their picture come up.
In addition to these amenities, the field includes a concession stand, accessible bleachers, a waterfall at the entrance, and even a press box, where two volunteers, Denise and Bob Good, work as public address announcers.
They add a special spark to the game, too. It's not your normal now batting Will Cuba. It's,
player feel like they're the most important person in the world.
And you're
all all-stars in my book, and I mentioned that every one of them. I mean, this is something.
Andy Gilbert is the president of Dubois Little League. He says the town's support of youth baseball goes beyond just the Challenger League.
You know, their investment into to not just this field, but our other fields also here, the money they put in with turfing and all that stuff, that just shows that this is a baseball and softball town. It's been that way for as long as you can remember, and it will be moving forward.
Bill Cuba says the field has given opportunities to people with disabilities in the Du Bois area.
These kids would not be playing baseball if it wasn't for this field, for this league. For all the people involved that make it happen.
I'm WPSU intern Evan Beebe.